Well, life on the farm are kind of laid back. Ain't much an old country boy that me can't hack. Early to rise, early in the sack. I thank God I'm a country boy.
And I can take you for a ride on my big green tractor. We're just country boys and girls getting down on the farm. She thinks my tractor's sexy.
Time to talk to our good friend Ryan Jenkins. Doesn't sound quite as good when I do it, does it? Anyway, Ryan Jenkins is our good friend, farmer up in Jay, Florida, owner of Jenkins Farms. We like to check in with him once a month to find out how farming is going, because it's a major part of our economy, and I don't know, most of you kind of depend on it because, you know, you eat food and wear clothes. Ryan Jenkins, welcome back, sir.
Good morning. How are y'all doing?
I'm good. By the way, normally we have you on the first Friday of the month. This is, of course, second Friday of the month. But you and your beloved had a rare opportunity as a farming couple. You got to take a vacation for your anniversary. Is that right?
That's correct. I wasn't going to tell anybody, but yes, we took a few days off and went and spent some much needed time together and celebrated our 25th anniversary.
Aww.
We went up to Boston and then drove up the coast of Maine and went to all those little towns up and down there, and it was good. It was a very good getaway. And then on top of all that, we were there, and we stopped at a place, and I kept hearing jets. And I said, there must be a Navy base or something around here. Couldn't figure it out. And then just a minute, the Blue Angels flew over. They were up there doing a show.
So, what's
the chances of this?
What a lucky coincidence. Oh, that's fantastic. Well, yeah. Well done. Certainly, yeah. She deserves it, you know, as we all know, for putting up with you, just like mine does.
Oh, I promise you.
So, you kids are just
she
getting started.
She needs more awards than I could ever give her.
No, that's 100%. Every good man can say that. Okay, so let's talk about what's going on. Oh, before we get to what you all are doing right now, I did have a couple of things I wanted to cover. One is tariffs. Somebody wanted me to ask you, if at all, how tariffs have been affecting farming and your particular farming crops of, you know, corn, peanuts, and cotton.
You know, I think that we're used as leverage a lot of times in these negotiating tactics. And I think that's a lot of what the tariff deal is, that they're using our products and stuff like that to try to make things better for everybody. But I can tell you, in the farming industry right now, it is literally as hard as it's ever been. The prices we're paying for our inputs are the highest they've ever been. The prices that we're getting paid for our commodities are as low as they've ever been. And it's really a perfect storm for disaster. And, you know, farmers are just hoping that, you kind of understand it's something that's needed and necessary for long-term success, but for short-term success, it's about to kill us.
Wow. So, I mean, what are you doing to adapt?
There's nothing you can do. Sign your name prettier every time you go borrow some money.
Ugh.
I mean, you're just trying to make it through right now. And every bit of it's out of your control. There's nothing you can do. So you just try to, the only thing you can try to do is try to produce more and more yield. But, you know, I mean, we're pretty much at a sweet spot with that. It's hard to afford the inputs to make extra yield, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
I mean, yes, I can make 5,000 pound peanuts, but I could also probably make 7,000 or 8,000 pound peanuts. But the cost of the inputs versus what I'm getting paid for my commodity would never equal out, if that makes sense. So you want to be in that sweet spot to where your inputs are as few as they have to be, and your yield is as high as it can be, and just be happy with that.
Well, plus, as we've talked about many times, it's a big gamble anyway, because you never know for sure what the peanut quality is going to be until you start picking them, right?
Correct. Absolutely.
So is it worth the extra risk of, you know, the counterproductive extra risk on a product that's an uncertainty to begin with? Wow. Well, that's discouraging
it's
to hear.
Tough, and so. It is. It's definitely affecting us.
There was two stories, in I think both were at northescambia.com. One was this combine that caught on fire, a corn combine, and the other one was somebody who had to be airlifted after getting caught underneath some farm equipment. And I know you are a big advocate of farm safety, and we talk about this every year, but, man, I saw that combine on fire, and I thought, a corn harvesting combine is not even the most, you know, dangerous one. It's the cotton, right? That's the one that's really the problem.
Cotton pickers and combine fires are pretty common just because of the environment they're in. The dust is flammable. There's so many different flammable products on those pieces of equipment. And, you know, once they start, you're about not going to put it out. You know, it's just, it's going to be a pretty much a total loss every time. So, yeah, that was very, very unfortunate. It's something, you know, that does happen fairly frequently. Every year in our area, you'll hear one or two cotton pickers that burn. There's not as many combines now as there was, you know, like back in the 80s. But back then, you know, there was one or two combines that would burn every year. Now you hear it every two or three years, you know, you'll hear a combine fire. There's just not as many of them, so you don't hear it as often. But it's a big deal, and it costs a lot of money, and the insurance on a combine and on a cotton picker are very, very high because of that.
Well, yeah, and just the general risk that people, you know, you and I talked, the one where the guy got trapped under the equipment is, you and I are always talking about how, you know, this equipment is dangerous, the practice of farming is dangerous, people are always making decisions about, you know, how they maintain and what risks are acceptable in the process, and even a momentary lapse of attention can, you know, cost you a leg or your life, right?
Oh, that's right. You always think you could reach under there and do something real fast and nothing's going to happen, you know. If I was going to be laying under it all day, I would take these precautions. But since I'm just going to reach under there and tighten a bolt or loosen a bolt or adjust something, you think nothing's going to happen during that time frame. And that's just something you never know, you know. I don't know what happened in that deal. But, you know, I've heard roughly what happened, and You never know. I mean, if you're going to be underneath something, you need to try to have it blocked up and shored up for safety. So, but if, you know, something happens out in the middle of the field, you don't have blocks with you and different things, and you're trying to get done, and you kind of push safety to the side for just a minute, thinking that nothing will happen, and you do what you got to do. And so many times it works out right, but there's that one time that it doesn't, and you're in a mess.
And you even bring like EMS and firefighters in once a year to your farm to give them a safety brief because the situations they deal with are so unique and the problems are so, you know, they don't get practice at them for the extrications and all that. We're talking to Ryan Jenkins. He is the owner of Jenkins Farms up in Jay, Florida. Ryan, hang on for just a second. John Pickens has traffic on the fives. John?
That's right. No accidents to report to you right now. Just seeing some minor delays on I-10 eastbound between Pine Forest and Highway 29. Also, Highway 90 southbound getting into Pensacola. Going to see some congestion delays in that area. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. By the way, I think we may have a press conference for President Trump coming up at the top of the hour. We'll see. If it does happen, we will certainly carry that related to the suspect that he says they have in custody related to the Charlie Kirk murder. So you know, we will definitely carry that if that is happening coming up at the top of the hour. Back to Ryan Jenkins, the owner of Jenkins Farms here on News Radio 92.3. He is our farmer. We check in with him once a month. You guys are what, finishing up your corn right now? Is that where you're at?
We finished up our corn harvest day before yesterday, which was a challenge. But the yields were, you know, it would definitely be a top 10 year. I haven't added it all up just yet, but just, you know, rough figure. And it was a very good corn year. Unfortunately, the prices are very low. So even with a bumper crop, a really, really good crop, I still don't know if we're going to make any money off of our corn. Ugh. It's just one of those years, you know, where thank goodness the weather and your decisions went right, but the price doesn't fall in line for you to be able to make any money. So that was tough. The truck, you know, we don't have the infrastructure here in our area, so all of our corn either went to Montgomery, Alabama, or Laurel, Mississippi. So we had, you know, That's long trips when you're trying to load trucks in the field and send them there. And they work banker's hours. You know, one of them closes, the one in Montgomery closes at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. So it's very difficult. And then it's difficult to find trucks to haul it. So, you know, I could cut, say, 10 truckloads. The combine and the equipment I have could harvest 10 truckloads a day, but we might only haul off three or four truckloads in a day.
Well, you mean you're really selling me on the idea of becoming a farmer here, Ryan. You make it sound so easy, like.
Yeah, it's easy.
Hey, you know, I'm gonna.
Everybody should try it.
I'm gonna ask you a dangerous question. We're having a discussion inside my house. I won't say it's an argument, but we're having a discussion inside my house about this subject. So be careful what you say. What's the right way to boil corn? What's the right way to cook the corn? You're a corn harvesting and maker expert. Do you have an opinion about the right way to cook it?
So you're talking about corn on the cob?
Yeah, yeah.
Like sweet corn?
Yeah.
Well, you put a stick of butter in there and some salt, and you let it boil for about 15 or 20 minutes and let it sit there a few minutes, then you get it out and eat it.
So you put butter and salt? Really?
Heck yeah. How else you going to do it?
So I've always been told that salt toughens it, and you put sugar and lemon juice, and that's how I've always done it. So that's why I wanted to ask, because I figured you're the expert. So butter and salt.
Never heard that in my life.
Look at me learning things.
Salt. Put a stick of butter in there.
All right. Hey, I'm open to try a thing, so we'll find out. Thank you.
Report back.
I will, yeah. We'll have a conversation. All right, back to the, you know, how the farming is going. You guys are, what, starting peanuts also, right? So, you know, that's always that's the time, that's the moment of truth, right?
It is. It's exciting, but, you know, up until now, you've got in your mind, hey, this is going to be a good year. This is going to be a good year. I'm probably going to be able to pay my bills. And, you know, you got those thoughts going through your head, but once you start really harvesting it and your crop starts going across the scales and you start getting real numbers, then, you know, sometimes things change with those thoughts. So it's like you say, it's the moment of truth. But so far from my neighbors that have already started, things are looking pretty good. However, I know y'all got some rain in the south end this past week, I think Monday maybe. But up here, we're pretty well in a drought now, which makes it difficult for peanuts because they have to be dug out of the ground. And, you know, the ground gets very hard, as well as the peanuts stop maturing when they don't have enough moisture. When it's so dry, they stop maturing, where you'll get worse grades and less money for your product. So, you know, we really still need a shower or two to help us be able to dig easily. The blades that go on the diggers, they wear out very fast in the hard ground, and a set of those are a little over $1,000 a piece.
Oof.
So, you know, you don't want to spend $1,000 a day on blades.
Wow. Yeah,
but,
no.
But anyway, you know.
But so a little bit of rain will help loosen it up.
A little bit, yeah. We don't want a big rainy spell or anything like that. But if we could get a shower, but there's none. None in the forecast in the foreseeable future, so we'll just have to deal with it. But anyway, things are looking good. Cotton's about to start. By the time we talk next, I will probably have picked some cotton as well as peanuts. So it's our busiest time of the year. I just want to remind everybody, as you're riding up through the country for different things, there is more farm equipment going up and down the roads now than there is any other time of the year, from now till about between Thanksgiving and Christmas. So really pay attention, slow down. Remember, these tractors are not going as fast as you might think they are. A lot of the trucks carrying our products going up and down the road and pulling out from side roads and things. So just really use patience when you're up this way. We're trying to get something done here, and we just all got to work together, and everybody works together, we'll be safe, and everybody will be fed and clothed.
Hey, last thing for you, Ryan. Actually, two things. But one is, somebody texted me and asked, what about the right to repair lawsuit with John Deere? Has that been settled yet? Do we know? Do you know where that's at?
Yeah, there's basically a memorandum of understanding that Farm Bureau has with the big manufacturers like John Deere, Case IH, places like that. And technically, we can access their stuff, can buy their software, their stuff that we need to be able to plug into the computers on the tractor and work on our own stuff. It's not easy. It's not cheap, but we can technically do it.
Okay.
So hopefully that answers. And it's a working agreement. It's a live document. You know, I sit on a board at American Farm Bureau where we go, and yearly, you know, we'll talk with them again and update things that are working, things that are not working. So it's a work in progress, but at least there's something.
Okay. Well, I mean, that's good news of a sort. Well, I was like to end with a quick farm fact. You got one for us this month? Sorry.
I do. And you know, you're going to think this is very specific, but anyway, I was looking for something to say, and I was looking under peanut stuff, and I came across a statistic that said 20 years of study showed that eating 1 ounce of peanuts or peanut butter a week lowers the risk of developing gallstones by 25%.
Okay.
So if you don't want any daggum gallstones.
No, nobody does. Okay, well, you know, I've been looking for a solution to that problem, so.
That's what I think. So, see, somebody out there right now is going after a handful of peanuts.
All right. Ryan Jenkins is our farm friend up in Jay, Florida, the owner of Jenkins Farms. Ryan, man, I really thank you for educating us, keeping us informed, helping us remember the farmers that we depend on and how difficult life is. And yet you guys still have your faith in your family and you love and believe in what you do. And I just tell you, I appreciate it. And thank you for putting clothes on my kids' backs and food in their plate. Man, I appreciate you, sir.
Thank you for having us and letting us tell our story, and I hope everybody has a great weekend.
And also, thank you for helping me ward off the gallstones. So, Ryan, we'll talk to you next month.
Yes.
7:50.
All right, take care.
You bet.
Thank you.